Masechet Yediyos Perek Beis Miseches Loitzes Barim Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said over three halachas. Asnaim hudulo. On two of the halachas, the Chachamim agreed with him. Baal echad lo hudulo. While one of the halachas that he said over, the Chachamim did not agree with him. Al sandal sofiyadim. One halacha that he said over was that somebody who works with lime that wears a special sandal which is made out of wood to protect his feet from the hot lime, shehu tamei medres. If he is a zav that is wearing these sandals, the sandals become tamei medres and avatuma. As shoes worn by a zav become tamei medres. And these sandals, even though they are not used for walking, they are used to protect his feet from the hot lime. Since sometimes the zav walks with them, they become tamei medres and avatuma. V'ashyare tanor arba. The second halacha he said over was that a tanor that breaks and it is only four tefachim high off the ground after it is broken. As in those days, they made tanor out of earth and it was shaped like a pot without a bottom and it was attached to the ground with plaster. And if it becomes tameh, the only way to be metareh is by breaking it. Now if the tanor becomes tameh and it is broken and it is still four tefachim high off the ground, it remains tameh as it still could be used for the purpose that it was used beforehand. Shahayu omrim shlosha v'hodulo. Before Rabbi Akiva came along, the Chachamim used to say, even if it's only three tefachim high off the ground after it breaks, it remains tameh. But Rabbi Akiva said it has to be four tefachim high off the ground to remain tameh, and the Chachamim ended up agreeing with him. Val echad lo hudulo. But one halacha that Rabbi Akiva said over, the Chachamim did not agree with him on. Al kisei shenitlu shnayim michipuyav zeh b'tzad zeh. A chair which is made out of planks of wood, that two planks that are right next to each other from the seat were taken from it after this chair had become tummy. So Rabbi Akiva Matami, Rabbi Akiva says that the chair remains tummy even after two planks from the seat next to each other are taken from it. And even though the chair can no longer be used for sitting, since it could be used for holding pomegranates, it remains tummy. It's not like a broken kli. The Chachamim Mitarim, the Chachamim say that if two planks that are right next to each other from the seat are taken from it, it is tar, it is no longer tameh, as it has the din of a broken kli, and since it cannot be used for the purpose that it was made, it is no longer tameh. Masechet Yediyos Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. Hu Hayomer, Rabbi Akiva used to say, Ha'av zoicha leben b'noi uvekoyach uveisher uvechachma uveshanim. A father could pass on to the son the following qualities: beauty, strength, wealth, intelligence, and longevity. As many times when the father has some of these qualities, they are passed on to the son, and of course wealth can be directly passed on to the son. And when a father has certain schuyas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward his descendants, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reward the first generation or the second generation of his descendants, but there is a limit to it. Eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward future generations that come from him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Kairei HaDoreis Meirais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on the fate of generations before they come about. Afal pi shenema va'avadim v'inu osam arba me'oshana v'nemar v'dur revi yeshuvu hema. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that your children will be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years, so we see all this chuyas that Avraham Avinu did not help his children, but even so, eventually the descendants that came from him were rewarded because of the zechuyas of their forefather Avram. And the pasuk says the fourth generation will return to Eretz Yisrael. They will return because of the zechus of their forefather Avram.